Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, and I am a recovering perfectionist. I am also, for those of you who don't know who I am, I'm also the mama marriage coach, and what I do and I am so passionate about is fighting the myth that after having kids, your marriage is doomed forever. I help moms reconnect to their husbands, to themselves, and gain clarity on what's really not working and how to start fixing things and learn how to communicate with love and compassion and really just start living in love again. So let's go back to perfectionism. I used to be a real perfectionist. I was blessed, or maybe it was a curse in a disguise, that many things came very easy to me. I always got really great grades. I was the MVP on my basketball team, even though I'm really short. You know, things were just good. And it's a good thing because I always needed things to be perfect. But the moment something wasn't great or something wasn't working, it brought me way down. And even if things were good, the pressure I was under constantly stifled me and stopped me from doing so much in my life. Thank God and thanks to my husband, I'm now a recovering perfectionist. I have learned to embrace my flaws, to flow with my hiccups, and expect normal bliss. But today, I would love to talk about perfectionism, especially in motherhood, because it's something that I've been seeing so much lately, and I truly believe it has a huge impact on so many parts of our lives, maybe even every single decision you make in your day. Perfectionism is a huge topic, and I could really do a whole series on it. And with many of my clients, diving really deep into perfectionism is really a lot of the work that we do. Here on today's episode, we're going to go through just a bit, scrape through the surface of what perfectionism in motherhood looks like and why it's so destructive and what you can do about it. So hang on, here we go, right after the intro. Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. All right, mamas, welcome back to the show. If you're new here, welcome. I'm Aliza Saeed, as you already heard. And if you're not new here, welcome back. Great to have you back. And thank you for coming and listening. So, perfectionism. Perfectionism can be tricky because it can really hide behind this really great, like, costume and many nice words. If you see someone who might be a perfectionist, you might also think that they're really driven and they're ambitious, a real go-getter, never gives up. But really, perfectionism is a really good way to hide behind all those nice words. You hide from encountering the harder parts of life. You hide from meeting the places in your life that need a little bit more love. In the end, every imperfection is a chance to grow, but it includes some uncomfortable places, some discomfort. Brené Brown's definition of perfectionism is, perfectionism strives to be a shield against the pain of blame, judgment, or shame. All things that we try and not really feel all that much. So perfectionism could be a really great way to hide from all of those. But in essence, perfectionism is also the loss of joy. You can't be happy with anything you have when you're seeking perfection. Some people think that perfection is the driver to success. And then once you get to your success, then you'll be in your ultimate happiness. But really, it's just a big stumbling block to get to that happiness. Perfectionists don't think that they make a mistake. They think that they are a mistake in and of themselves. I once heard a quote, and of course, I don't remember who said it, but the quote says that perfectionism is a cancer of the spirit. Now, perfectionism can start as perfectionism, as something in the spirit, but then it can also manifest physically. Anxiety, depression, panic attacks, eating disorders. There's so many things that can actually happen physically from this constant seeking of perfection. It's fed by shame, by not feeling enough. You're never pretty enough. You're never rich enough. You're never good enough. It's this constant shame of feeling like you're just not worthy. You're not good enough no matter what you do. Nothing is ever going to be enough because you're never going to get to that perfection. So you're in this constant lack of whatever it is you're trying to get. And that's why everything is just missing joy, because you're always stuck in the lack, stuck in the not enough. Elizabeth Gilbert says that perfectionism is fear in really good shoes, because it's really just about being afraid of failing, being afraid of what people are going to say if I don't do it exactly the perfect way, if I don't look the perfect way, if I don't eat the perfect way, what am I going to? It's all about fear. And for everyone, that fear is something a little different. And I invite you to ask yourself, where is that fear coming from? What are you afraid of when you're trying to be the perfect whatever it is you're trying to be? What's going to happen if you're not that perfect? What will happen if you fail in whatever it is? Where is that fear coming from? Now, what happens in motherhood? Well, there are so many more fears to face, and there are so many more ways to feel like you're not enough and you should be better. Your house is not clean enough. Your kids are not well behaved enough. Your marriage isn't good enough. Your cooking isn't good enough. You're not organized enough. You don't do enough extra activities with your kids. The list goes on and never ends, especially in today's society where we have so many expectations that are so unrealistic from ourselves, from motherhood. It doesn't end, this seeking of perfection and never getting there. And it's kind of like the mouse wheel, where you're trying to get to somewhere where you're never going to get there. It becomes tiring. It becomes overwhelming. You become full of despair, and there's nothing fun about that. And here we're not even going into how perfectionism and comparisonism, as I like to call it, are twins. And we're not even talking about how social media makes us feel even less in every single area. I mean, how could you feel like a good mother when all you see around you is Pinterest clean kitchens and Instagram-worthy pictures of fake perfect life? So we're not even talking about all that, but let's just understand that now that you're a mother, we spoke about fear and wanting to hide from shame and from guilt. And now add to that shame of not being enough, also the guilt that you're probably ruining your kids and your marriage because you're not a perfect mother or wife. So if we spoke about seeing in yourself that you're not enough because maybe your house is not clean enough, so now it's not just about you not being enough, it's about I'm not a good enough mother, so I'm also ruining my children. I'm ruining them forever. I'm ruining my marriage. I'm going to be the cause of them not being enough in their lives. So now we not only have shame, but we also have guilt, and it just doesn't end. Perfectionism in motherhood sucks you into a tornado of low self-esteem, of constant overwhelm, of major mom guilt, fear of new things, and basically just sucks out all the fun in motherhood. If you're not sure if you're a perfectionist, or maybe you're just a healthy achiever, I'm going to give you a few signs right here. You might also be in complete denial that you are a perfectionist. So here are a few good signs. Number one, you procrastinate because you want things to be done right the first time. Or maybe you're afraid that you won't know how to do it exactly the right way. So you push things off, you procrastinate. Maybe you don't even do it at all because you don't want to do it in any way that is less than perfect. Number two, you might be a mom who skips chores or classes because you feel it's hopeless even to try if you cannot ensure a perfect outcome, like we said. Number three, you focus solely on the result, a clean house, well-behaved kids, a perfect marriage, and if it's anything less, you feel disappointed and a failure. Number four, you cannot see a job as finished until the result is perfect according to your standards. Number five, you may take excessive time to complete a task that does not typically take others as long. I can give you an example from my perfectionist days. I used to, actually when I was like 13, 14, I went on a raw food diet and I had to eat lots of salads at that time. And because I was so perfect, tried to be this fake perfect. Excuse me, I was not perfect at all, but I tried to pretend to myself and to others that I was perfect. So when I would cut up a salad, I wanted them to be cut up in the same way. Like not obsessively, but like I wanted the salad to be beautiful. In my mind, that meant perfectly even, perfectly cut. And it would take me so long to cut a salad that it would frustrate sometimes people around me because here I was cutting the salad and it would take me long because I needed to do it in this perfect way. Since then, I could whip you up a salad very quickly. But in those times, it took me a really long time to do things because I wanted to do it in a perfect way. So ask yourself if there's anything that you do in a longer way might be a sign of perfectionism. Another sign is that you have difficulty being happy for other mothers' successes. Because if you're trying to be perfect, seeing other people's successes makes you feel like they're perfect and you're not. And it's very hard for you to be happy for other people because you're constantly comparing. And when you're comparing and see something good in other people, it again makes you feel like you're not enough. So what do we do? How can we battle perfectionism, the enemy of joy and progress? So I'm going to give 3 points here. The first thing I'm going to say is understand the rhythm of the world, because you cannot work against the rhythm of the world. So when God or Hashem, as I call him, or the universe, or whatever you want to call it, created the world, after everything is done, it says in Tanakh, in the Bible, and God blessed the seventh day, and he hallowed it, for thereon he abstained from all his work that God created to do. It's kind of like it ended in the middle of the sentence. What do you mean God created to do? He created the world. What does that even mean, God created to do? You'd think that when you finish creating something, you'd sit back, take a deep breath, and just enjoy. But no, here Hashem or God is saying, here is the world to do. I didn't make the world to sit back and to just enjoy the perfection of what is. I made it for you to fix the imperfections. I made this world for you to work on yourself and on the world. I give you the resources for you to create and to do good in this world, not to have a perfect creation, but to become partners in this beautiful, imperfect world. So when a person is striving for perfection, they're always going to be disappointed and discouraged because that's just not the rhythm of the world. The world was created to be imperfect. We were never meant to be perfect. We were meant to be perfectly imperfect. So when you're trying to be perfect, you are just going against what is natural and what is supposed to be in this world. Tal Ben Shachar, who is an awesome mentor and an author and professor and many more things, talks about becoming an optimalist instead of a perfectionist. Both a perfectionist and an optimalist can share the same intensity of desire to achieve their goals. So as we said in the beginning, you might think that a perfectionist is driven and ambitious. So we need to change it from being a perfectionist to being an optimalist. The difference between them is that their mindset and how they read life is completely different. An optimalist sees failure and mistakes as opportunity towards growth. An optimalist doesn't give up or become paralyzed by the fear of failure. They learn to live in the gray areas of life. It's not good or bad, right or wrong. You know that life is a journey, and an optimalist knows how to live in that journey and see every single opportunity as a way to grow and bring you forward in this journey of life. You can check out my Instagram or my Facebook. I posted a nice little graphic there that can show you more of what the differences are between a perfectionist and an optimalist. And you could see where you are more at and how you could change that in order to really become an optimalist and live life in a more happy and joyful and really just good way, not always being sucked into the shame and blame and guilt and never feeling good about yourself. Now, the third point I want to say is very practically, I want to give you homework. And the homework that I have for you today is to pick one thing in your life that you've been pushing off because you're afraid. You're afraid if you'll do it well. You're afraid if you'll be perceived well. Maybe you're afraid if you'll be happy with the result. Whatever it is that you're afraid of and whatever the reason is you're afraid of it, I want you to think of one thing, and I want you to do it. Do it today, not tomorrow, don't tell yourself you're going to do it next week. Do it today, or take steps forward to doing it. Start going out of your comfort zone. Start leaning into those gray zones. Do new things that you've never tried before. Allow yourself to fall down and then get back up. Learning to recover from perfectionism can be a lifelong task, but if you dive into it, it will give you so much more joy, connection, and love. You can actually start living and not just fearing. You can be a mom who loves how imperfect you are, the way you mother your kids, your body, your meals, how you run your home. You can lean into the ebbs and flow of motherhood and learn to love the journey. And not focus just on the results, but learn to really love and enjoy and take others with you on your journey towards love and connection and joy. I want to send you lots of love wherever it is you are. And as I always say, if you need help on your journey, please reach out to me. Email me, mamamarriagecoach@gmail.com. I'd be happy to hear from you and help you on this journey towards joy and connection and love. See you next week, everyone. Sending lots of love.